We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, starting the next Mishnah. Hamoicher es sodeyu lo'ived kechavim. A person sold his field to a goy. Lo'ikeach umevi mimenu bikurim. So he purchases from this goy the bikurim that grow on the field. Mipnei tikun ha'ilo. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gal sinon loikeach umevi bekurim b'chol shone. Every year tzorech likach min oivet kichovim bikurei peroiseo bedomim yekorim, even though if the goi value is always dependent on demand and the goi knows that the Yid has to purchase it from him, so even though it involves domim yikorim, he has to purchase it umeviyom liyushalayim, and the meicher brings them to Yerushalayim. Mipnei tikon ha'olam shelo yeirogel limker karke beretz Yisrael lo'ivet kechom. Number one, this is very inconvenient for him to purchase the Bikurim every year, and the Goy is charging an exuberant price for the Bikurim. So, but this Takone will teach the Yid a lesson that he should not sell any other fields to a Goy, because then from the other fields he'll also have to purchase the Bikurim. Number one, Vigam Imocha. That's a tikkun lahabe. V'gam imocha, that what he sold, yatriach lachzer acher lifdois. Then he's realizing how much it is costing him each year to purchase the bikurim, so he'll think it's more worthwhile to repurchase this kalke from the goy. Omar Rabbe, zok the gemore, afal pi shein kinyin, Lo'ivet kachovim be'eretz Yisrael afkiya midei ma'isa. Now we will have a sugi over here. There is in Eretz Yisrael, there are two inyonim. There is a kinyan momin, and then there's a kinyan legabi kedushas o'oretz. So Rabbi said, "Afal pi shein kinyan lo'ived kechovim be'eretz Yisrael afkiya midei ma'isa." A goy does not acquire a kinyan to be mafkiya kedushas ha'aretz. Legabi kedushas ha'aretz, we'll have a Rashi later. It was not even sold. The Yiddish moichel cannot give over, cannot transfer the bailis of the Kedushas Ha'aretz. Let us just see Amir the Karashi and Amid Beis. Rashi de Bramas Lamidarais Eloi, the im ein kinyan loivet kechovim, lafkiya mikdushosa, havalo le inyan kdushosa, Birshus Yisrael. Legabi the Kedushas Ha'aretz, it still belongs to the Meicher. Ki'ilu Mashkino, it's just like he was Memashkin, his Sode, to the Goy. That means it's his Sode, and the Goy is eating the Peres from his Sode. But who is the Bailam of the Sode after the Meicher? Be'inyone Kedushas Ha'aretz, he's the Bailam. The Goy perhaps has the Momenis of the Yoretz, but the Kedushas Ha'aretz belongs to the Meicher. So now this is what, now let's get back to our Gemara. Omar Rabbe, Afal pi shein kinyan lo'ivet kachovim beretz Yisrael afkiya midei ma'isa. A goy cannot acquire a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkiya the Kedusha, which should make, there's no chiyav ma'isa. The Chiyav Maisa is telling Kedushas Ha'aretz, and the Goy does not acquire Kedushas Ha'aretz to be mafkiya midei maisa. And we learn this out from a pasuk, shenemar ki li ha'oretz. Li kedushas ha'oretz. That's our chazal darshan. The kedushas ha'oretz is biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he did not permit that this kedusha is, did not enable that this kedusha should be transferable to goyim. Agavuche will see keseida from the Gemara, wherever it says stam oretz means eretz Yisrael. The goyim in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim says hamitzi lechem min haoretz goes on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz is a land, and Stam Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Eshalei b'miskeinis teichel b'lechem. The ashpa of lechem on the whole world originates from Eretz Yisrael. So Kili Haoretz is going on Eretz Yisrael, li kedushas Haoretz. And the Rabbeinu Shalom did not permit that this kedusha should go over to a goy. So legabi kedusha, the goy has no bailus in this kedusha. Avo yesh kinyan loivet kechovim beretz Yisrael lachbar baboyreis sichin umores. But a goy does have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be chayfer boyreis sichin umores. Now lachbar baboyreis sichin umores is telling us a chiddush. It is telling us that not only can a goy purchase a karka in Eretz Yisrael, and be mishtamish with the karka, when he plants peiris, the peiris are his, but he can change the physical structure of the karka. He can be chayfer in the karka, which is a bigger chiddush. That means that it's his lach b'bo, he can change the physical structure of the karka, lach b'bo b'yrei sichin amoris, shenema, Hashamayim, Shamayim Lashem. For Oretz, again, Eretz Yisrael, Nosan Livnei Odom. Nosan Livnei Odom, Sarashi says, Livnei Odom, L'chol Tzolcheim. For whatever need they have, the Oretz is theirs. So they want to be Chayfer, Beirei Sichin Amoris, they can do this. Now there's a very geshmake toisvis, Yivomis Tav Samach Aleph, it's brought out on the side of the Ayin Toisvis, Yivomis Tav Samach Aleph. He says, we learn now from this pasuk that Ha'oretz Nosal Ibnei Odom, that Eretz Yisrael was given to Goyim, that they can do whatever they want with the Oretz, the physical structure of the Oretz. So Tosfos asks Akasha, we have a klal, Atam Kriyam Odom, and Akum are not Kori Odom, Odom Kriyam is Boyol. So the Dafke Yid is Metame Boyol, Goy is not Metame Boyol. So where do we see from this Pasuk, V'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom, that a Goy has a Bailus in Eretz Yisrael? Livnei Odom, it says, not to Goyim, Goyim are not Odom. So Tosfos asks this kasha, and Tosfos says, "Amir de Keteres, which not touch in the posik, the agoy is not called Odom, 100%. Hatam kriyim Odom, but livnei Odom means livnei Odom harishain. That's right, the children of Odom. Ha'oretz nosan livnei Odom, the children of Odom harishain. The agoy is also a child of Odom harishain. So ha'oretz nosan livnei Odom l'chol tzachayim." Zogt Rashi she'ein kinyan, im kona oivet kechovim karke ba'oretz, ein kinyane kone lahavkiya mikdushosa. He does not have a kinyan. Lahavkiya mikdushosa shloit ischayev b'maisa. Therefore, be Yisrael. Hakoine mimenu min ha'peres sorech la'asa. So Ayid will buy peres from a goy's karka, so he's chayim las. That is shitas rabbe. So rabbe holds ein kinyan lavkiya mimaisa, ויש כאין זך בבובי רסיך נמורץ. רב אלעזר אומר, אף על פי שיש כנילי וכחום בארץ ישראל אף כי מידי מעשה, he says, פוגפקל, that it does belong to the goy לגבי קדושת הארץ, he's מפקיע קדושת הארץ, שנאמר, it says in the פוסק, דגונך ולוי דוגן עבד כחוב ממית, if the dogon grew by you, so then it's חייב במעשה. If the dog grew by a goy, there's no chiyuv ma'isa. So we see, so why is there no chiyuv ma'isa? Because if it grows by a goy, there's no kedushas haaretz, so there's no chiyuv ma'isa. Aval ein kinyan lo'ivet kechovim be'eretz Yisrael lachber bo'avei reisich in the moritz, shenema la'shem haaretz. La'shem haaretz means that the Oretz, with its in its status, its physical status cannot be changed. It does not go over to a goy. Zokte Gemore b'maikom iflegi. What is the machloikis between Rab and Rab Elozo? Mar sovel de goncho v'leidog en oivit kechom. Rab Elozo holds we darshan de goncho v'leidog en oivit kechom. So it says klor in this posik that tvue which grew birshus akum is potter min ha-maisa. So our kochoch, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, so kochoch we see from here that when a goy gets a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, it's mafki mekdushas maisa. Umar sova diguncha v'loy digon oivet kechov. He doesn't darshan dogon, he darshans digon. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, diguncha v'loy digon shal oivet kechov. Shimilchan oivet kechov. If a goy made gmar meloche behen shaloi b'shas miruach. It means the chiyuv ma'aser is chal b'shas gmar melocha, which is miruach, shehu gmar melachton l'ma'aser. So if b'shas gmar melocha it belonged to a goy, and the goy made the gmar melocha, miruach ha'ivet kechovim peitron, v'afilu lokchon mi'yisrael b'shiboylem, afilu he purchased this tfuah from a yid, it grew an asada that belonged to Yid, so mitzad the etzem gidul ashibaylem, it shizicha b'chayev b'maisa, afal pikein, but since the chiyuv, afroshes maisa is chal b'shaz gmar meloche, and since b'shaz gmar meloche, the gmar meloche was done, al yedei akum, b'baylusay shel akum, so this gmar meloche is not mechayev ma'aser. Aval, im higdilu bekarka oivet kechovim, according to Rabbe, he says, Rabbe darshans diguncha, aval im higdilu bekarka oivet kechovim, velokhon Yisrael b'shiboylem, ומירחם חיובם במעשה, דקר כארץ ישראל וידוי וכחובם להופקו קדושוס. קר כארץ ישראל וידוי וכחובם להופקו קדושוס, the קדוש is not נפקה. So he doesn't darshan דגונחו, he darshans דגונחו, perhaps because he should have said תבועוסחו. It said, Degoncho, so comes to tell us the union of Digun Akum. The Gemar Meloche of Agoy Patos, of the Gidl Bershus Akum does not patos. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omer Rabbe, Meno Aminolo. How do I know that Ein Kinyan La'akum Lavki Mekdushas Maisa? This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Peye, Haleket b'hashikcha b'hapeye shel oivet kecholim, chayovim b'maise, ele imkein hifker. Like a chikha peya of a goy is chaya b'maisa elim kein hivka. It's a very vague Mishnah. So the Gemara, eichidom, what is this case over here? That a like a chikha peya shalim kachom is chaya b'maisa. Eichidom, ilayme di Yisrael. So the Gemara wanted to say one mahalach. It's speaking about that it grew by a Yisrael. The Yisrael was mafresh peye. At Yisrael there was leket and shikhe. Bilektino oivet kechav. And now a goy took it. So the Mishnah is telling us that if a goy took leket of a Sode Yisrael, it's chayiv b'maisa. Now, we have a klal, meleket shikre peye, is potof min ha-maisa. Let us see Rashi, then we'll see how Rashi explains this Gemara so far. Leket shikre peye, stom on hefke. It's hefke laniyim. Upturi min ha-maisa, and it's potof min ha-maisa, shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Ubo ha-levi ke'ein lo'i chelek v'nach la'imach. Because the whole key of Maisa, the Torah says, is because the Levi does not have a chelek v'nach la'imach. V'mi she'ein lo'i chelek v'nach la'imach. So then, you have to give him Maisa. Yotzu elu she'yesh lo'i ben chelek v'nach la'imach. Balekat shikhapeyeh. So the Levi is not worse off than any other oni. He also has rights to take leket shikra peya. Shrei afloi heim ufkorim. So it says as follows. So normally leket shikra upeya is potom min ha-maisa because the siba of ein lechelik v'nach limoch does not apply to leket shikra peya. Now it says in the Mishnah, but what is if this leket shikra upeya shalevet kechom belongs to a goy? It's chayov b'maisa. Then it's chayov b'maisa. Hashte meforish lo v'ozu. What does that mean that this leket shikra upeya belongs to a goy? Ilayma hechidam ilayma di Yisrael. Sheinichon Yisrael besadeu. The Yid was ma'afrish peye, and he had leket shikre, b'lektino oivet kichon. So it says that now it's chayiv b'maise, Elohim keinav kichon, b'koma dimchosa oivet kichon, u'mochon le'Yisrael chayiv la'asron. Elohim kein hivkiron Yisrael rishon besadeu. That's what it's telling us over here. I mean, this is the first mahalach the Gemara wants to say pshat in this Mishnah. The Gemara will change their mind. But the Gemara wants to say it's speaking about that a yid was mafresh like a shikra peya. Now this yid, now a goy went and took the like a shikra peya for himself. Now he's selling it another yid. So the Mishnah is telling us that this yid that purchased it from the goy has to be mafresh maisa. Unless the yid, the first yid, was mafkeret. If it was mafkeret, then it doesn't have to be mafresh maisa. So the Gemara says, if that's the story, then the Mishnah does not make sense. Heichidomi, ilayme di Yisrael v'lektino oived kechovim. If the story is speaking about that it grew by a Yisrael, the lektino oived kechovim, and now a goy went and took it. That was the case we had. Elim kein. So I say it's chayim b'maisa. Elim kein hivke. Unless the bailam harishonim, the yid was mafker. Frek the gemara mifkeri v'kaimi. It's sicha hefker. When he made it leket shikra peya, it became hefker already. So in hefker is potmin amaisa, because There's no reason of ein lechelik anach leimach. So what does it mean that if he was not ma'ayim lekech shikrapeye, so it's chayv b'maisa? He was zicha mafke, made a lekech shikrapeye, so it's zicha chayv b'maisa. A mifkeri v'kaim. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. El olav. But it's speaking about as follows. The oived kechovim v'lektinu Yisrael. It's speaking about that it grew by a goy. The goy made leket shikrapeye, and he took it. In time of the hivkir, holoi hivkir chayiv. Let's see what Rashi says. Mifkiri v'kaimi v'chol leket shikrapeye hefkir heim. Elo the oived kechov. Shahoyu misodo ha'oived kechov. And this guy, v'hinichon ki Yisrael. That means, even though there's no mitzvah leket shikrapeye by a guy, but he did it. Whatever all the Eden did, he copied them. Belektinu aniyeh Yisrael. Now Eden, no, he left like a chikrapeya for all the aniyim, so everyone comes. V'kivin David kechovim loy mifkat lo niyach peye belekin. V'chayla layushmo. So memele, that what he said, this should be peye. Or when it falls, so since on him there's no mitzvah of leket shikrapeye, so never became leket shikrapeye. Elim came if kirmay v'kechov amamish l'shem hefke v'leh l'shem peye l'niyach stam. So it will only become potter min ha'maisis. Now we have napshat in the Mishnah. The goy made leket shikrapeye. So this leket shikrapeye is nothing. It's not leket, it's not shikra, it's not peye. A goy, there's no such concept. He's giving reshus for a yidin to take it, so they take it. But lemaise, it's not leket shikrapeye. So lemaise, the ptul of Ubo Alevi Kein lo chelik v'nach le'imach Yotza zeh sheyesh lo chelik v'nach le'imach. The Ptur Maisa does not apply here, because really no one has a chelik v'nach over here. Reality belongs to the goy. So memele, so that's why it's chayiv v'maisa. No one has a chelik v'nach. Unless the goy will be mafkir and mamish. The goy is mafkir and mamish, so then is Then is Yeshloi Chelik v'nach le'imach. Then the Levi is just as good as any other Yisrael. So then will be Potter min ha'maisa. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. El olav. It's speaking about Ta'ivet Kechov. It grew by a goy. V'liktinu Yisrael. And Yid went and took like a chicken, took this like a chicken pay. So Memele, so it says it's that's Pshat the Mishnah, like a chicken pay shall oived kechov. That means that the goy was mafresh this like a chicken pay. And now Yid took it. It's chayiv b'maisa, so it's chayiv b'maisa. Unless the guy was mafkirit, or lehiv kechayiv. So al kaponim, we have over here a raya that is a chiyav maisa on something that grows b'shus akum. So we have a raya to Rabbi Lozo and Akasha and Rabbi. So the Gemara says, "Loi, you don't have a raya from here that ain kinyan." You see, here it says that Yonavaraya ain't kinyan, and therefore there's a chiyu maisa. The story is not the way you said. No, it's the first pshat. Lo'ilom the Yisrael. It's speaking about our first story, that a goy, a yid, tvu a gub a yid, He was mafrish leket shikrapeya. And the guy took it, what we said before. But the ka'amrit, you asked the kasha ha'mifkiri v'kaimi. And you said, so what shots? He said, there's a chi of ma'isa, unless the bailam ha'rishayim will be mafke. And sure, the he made it like a chikrapeh, it was like a ha'mifkiri v'kaimi. So the Gemara says, Nahe de mifkeri adaita de Yisrael adaita daivet kechavim mi mifkeri. Since a guy took it, adaita daivet kechavim mi mifkeri. Now, I'd like to be mabayer. This is a very, very difficult Gemara. And there are a few mahalchim. First, we have to understand the difficulties, and then we'll try to understand how to understand the Gemara. L'chayre, when a yid is mafresh peye, zleket, shikre, so soon as it's nikro, leket, shikre peye, so that's the din, this is Momen Haniyim. So there's a din that everyone can take it, every Oni can take it as soon as it becomes like a Chikrapay. So therefore, so a Klara Shaila, so it now became Hefka ready. Became Hefka. So it's Potomina Maisa. Later, a guy took it. Fine. A guy took it. So how does that change the previous status? It already became niftar, miyad, shecholo, was chal the shame leket shikrapei. It's bo levi ki yesh lechelik v'nachlach. Meaning is yesh lechelik v'nachlach. There's no chiyam ma'isa. So a guy took it later. So what does that mean? The Gemara says a svore that the mafkiri adaita the Yisrael adaita deva kechob mi mafkiri. That's right. The guy wasn't allowed to take it. 100%. He took it. He's a shegetz. He took it. So what? He's a gazlan. But what does that have to do to the ptul maisa? Ashrek lechakashe. There are many who ask this kasha. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchis Trumas, says that Hilchis Trumas Perbeis Halachetes Klaus Hashayla, when is the Ptu Maisa Chal? Bishas Hafroshe That means that it becomes yesh lechelik v'nachlais is when does it become? I could be the oimik hashayla is I saw the Mishnah Malach in the Beini. The Mishnah Malach does not speak about it. He declares when the ptu maisa is chal. Is the ptu maisa chal when it's nikra leket shikra peye? Or the ptu maisa is chal when the aniyim azeiche, when it becomes momen aniyim. So then when it becomes momen aniyim, when the aniyim azeiche, so then it becomes potter for maisa. Then it becomes potter for maisa. Perhaps he means that the aniyim acquire the schus when the zeichen it, I really don't know klo the tzodei hashayla. I mean, the Gemara says about metzia, you could be miyayish from, you could be miyayish from matnas aniyim. So if you're miyayish from matnas aniyim, that means before you got it, you have already a schus. You have a schus to take it. Maybe if it's, the have a schus to take it, I'm a yash from that schus. But it could be, but the, The Ptur Maisa is chal when the Oni takes it. Then it becomes a Pesazai. But not becomes more than a schus, then it becomes Momen Aniyim, and since every Oni is entitled to take it, so that creates the Ptur Maisa. He says, so the Mishmar close a Shaila Bemis, and his Shaila is if an Osher will take Leket, and he eats it, was he over this at table? That's it, that's his Shaila. His Shaila is, is the Ptur Maisa Chal B'Shas Schiyas Haniyim, or is the Ptur Maisa Chal B'Shas B'Hafroshe? B'Shas, it's Nikra D'Shem Leket Shikrape. So the Mishnah Mach brings a raya from our Gemara to the second Tzad. If he didn't understand our Gemara, he said, what's Pshat? The Hafkerei, it was never hefker for a goy, so the aniyim wasn't zeicher yet, and oni wasn't zeicher, so there's no ptur maisa. That is how the Mishlo Melech learns pshat mar gemara. Rabbi Kivenge asks, really, I mean, in Lomdus it's difficult to understand. We learn that from a post of Gabor Levi, Yotze Vashesh Achil Gunach Leimoch. In Kain Miyad Shen Nasu Peye Veleke Chai Ktam Zer Lepoitra Mimaisa. I mean, that means, here's a Gabor Levi Shesh Lechelik. Everyone can take it. That's the Ptul. So why should we have to wait to the Schiyas Anir? So we're back where we started from. So it's fair. So Rabbi Kivege brings down he was zeicher to purchase a chidushi retfo and gitten, and zikani Hashem merdikaloshem. So he saw the ritva as the kasha, the ritva by us as the kasha, and the ritva says a merdikapsha. Hoche b'mayis, so the Ritva makes an akimto over here, a merdeke akimto. Hoche b'mayis kinam, kigoyin sha'ein sham aniyim. We're speaking about a place that there were no aniyim. V'hu mokeim sha'ein ru'uyin lovei sham aniyim. We're speaking about a mokeim in Eretz Yisrael, that there's no aniyim there. And it's impossible for Niyam to get there. Bekivin Shekain. So let us think for 1 minute. So what is the din if a person has a field and there's no Niyam there? There's no Niyam Baruch Hashem. So what's with Leket Shikrapei? So the Gemara says he's not mafresh Leket Shikrapei. What should he do with it? Leket Shikrapei, what will he do? He'll leave it there? So the Irvim and the Talefim will take it. It says, Azev, we should leave it over for Aniyim, not for Irvim and the Talefim. So the Dinus is allowed to take it. So this Leket Shikapeh is allowed to take. So speaking about, we had a Mokim that was Aniyim free. There was no Aniyim there at all. So the Emerson, there's no Hefkel, there's no Leket Shekapeyeh. And, but there was a guy went and took it. A guy was an Oni, he was on welfare, he went and he took the Leket Shekapeyeh. Then he sold it to someone else. The Daita, the Akum Loyafkerino. That means, he was never mafkirit. He's only mafkirit for Yidin. If there's no Yidin, I never was mafkirit, so never became hefker. So the guy took something that's not hefker. The tvu over here is not hefker. It's not like a chikra. There's no chibur like a chikra pei in the smoking. So it is not hefker. And so melech chay b'maisa. That's how the Ritva learns pshat in our Gemara. Now there's a third mahalach to understand our Gemara. The Tosfos says, let us just see the bottom Tosfos. Adati the oivet kichovim mi mafkeri. V'hod pligi Rabbi Yochanan b'Rish Lakish b'Yerushalmi. The perik vov the meseches peye behifkeli Yisrael b'loy la oivet kichov. Rabbi Yochanan omar hefke. So l'chayre Tosfos is asking a kasha as follows. He says, Rabbi Yechanan says in the Yerushalmi, if a person was mafkir for a yid and not for a goy, is that called hefker? I mean, is mafkir for yid and not for goy? So, Rabbi Yechanan says that's hefker. So Tosfos seems to be asking a kasha. So here there was a hefker for Eden. So L'chayr Tosfos is asking the kasha that we started off with. He wasn't mafker for a goy. Adati da'akum lo yafker. Good. But he was mafker for Eden. And it's hefker. And if it's hefker, there's a p'tur ma'iser. So what's gate meron? Adati da'akum. He wasn't mafker for a goy. But he was mafker for Eden. And hefker was chal. And a guy took it, so fine. So a guy took something that is not mufke for him. You're not right to take it. But al-chayre, the p'tur ma'isa was chal already, since it was hefke for Yidin. So Tosfos answers, hani mili ki shokal Yisrael. That's true. If a person will be mafke for a Yid, and the Yid will take it, so it's hefke. Avo ki shokal ve kechovim hefke betoyis u beini hefke. So it's hefke betoyis. Now, Machzmer, we have to understand a little what Tosfos is saying. The concept of hefker betoyis, l'chayre, would apply if a person was mafke something, he was unaware of certain facts, so if he would have known this, that would have been mafke, so it's hefker betoyis. Here, he was mafke. The payer was mafke for Neim. So he said, well, no toys. He was mafke for Neim. Later, a guy went and took it for himself. So that's called a hefke betoys. Number one. Number two, let's talk about leket and shikre. Leket and shikre is, well, he wasn't mafke. The Torah is mafkerit. So what's the hefker? It's hefker. Then now a guy went and took it. So what is pshat and Tosfos? It's hefker betoyis. And Bemison, the Ritva brings down Tosfos. He brings down this pshat. Avka of the Medina have a leket a potter, heine bishoklo la niem, the daiti de du afkere. Avka kishoklo akim chai bemaise deinike hefke, the daiti du lay afkere. He says, veine machva, the kimen du afkere, vi ka niem bir, mesnam have a hefke a potter min a mais. He doesn't understand Tosfos. But it could be pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Let us just think 1 minute. Let's talk about a fila de deraisa de ke hefke. The hefka of leket shikra peyim. What is the halacha? Or I was mafresh peyim. Let's say I was mafresh peyim, or there's leket and shikra. And the guy goes and takes it. Was I mekayim mitzvahs, these mitzvahs are matnas aniyim? I don't think so. The mitzvah is not the hafrosha, it's Afroshe, that's your oifen, there's an inyan. Tazoi, there's an inyan. You have to let the guy take it. But dachsech mir, the kiyum a mitzvah, he acquires when he took it. If an animal will eat it up, like it, it fell. So finish. So I'm not allowed to take it. Tazer, I have to leave it over. I have to leave it over for what? For Noni to take. That's my chiyuv. I have to leave it over for Noni to take. But if a Noni doesn't take it, I don't think that there's any mitzvah whatsoever. So could be that means the whole hefker that he had made and what the Torah had made was only made under the assumption that we've been mafkir it in order to enable Anoni to take it. And this is your chelik of the mitzvah that's the hachone that of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah becomes niskayim when the Anoni takes it. That's the key of my mitzvah. Then you have the key of my mitzvah. If an Anoni doesn't take it, it didn't end up by an Anoni. Lamaisi didn't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is nigma, so this whole hefker could be, that's called the hefker betois. Full of the derais of the hefker. The leket shikrape, the Torah was only mafke if it's going to end up in the hands of a yid. So that's the hefker of the Torah, and that's his hefker also. But if somehow it never ended up in the hands of a yid, so this chalais hefker is never chal. It's a hefker betois. That means it's not hefker. So it comes out, the goli milsala mafreya, it never was ubo halevi. There never was a bo halevi sheyesh lo chelik avinach limach, because it never was hefker. Could be that is pshat.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tashma Yisrael shalokach sode meyoivit kichon a Yisrael shalokach sode meyoivit kichon ad shalai hevi yoshlish. Yisrael purchased a field from a guy. There was two growing in the field. Actually, he be a shlish. And the chiv meiser is chal b'shas havo a shlish. And actually, he be a shlish. Actually, he be a shlish. Yisrael bought it. And so when it was Havor Shlish, it was Boshus Yisrael. So it became Chayim B'maisa. Then later, the Chosom Ocholoi, Mishavi Yishlish. Afterwards, when Zavi Yishlish, he sold it back to the guy. Chayev is B'maisa. So the two is Chayim B'maisa. Shekval Nischayva. Because it became Mechuyev by the Yid. By a voshlish. So it says, Dafka nischaive in loy nischaive loy. So what do we see from this? So we see that yesh kidyin lahakum lafkiyah mikdushas orif. It says, mafkiyah from chiyu maisa. It's only chaive maisa if it grew by a yid. Zot rashi. Yisrael shalokach sod ezruah minay v'kechom, v'hisha etzlay et shevi yishlish, v'chos amoch aloy v'kechom. Chayev es b'maiser, im bo Yisrael, v'lokach minay v'kechovin, me'oysom ha'peiris, v'milchon, so that means the Gemara Moloch was by Yisrael, v'gidol havo shlish was by Yisrael, so it's chayev b'maiser. Shekvan is chayv kshevi yishlish biyad Yisrael. The kaimeloni yimaisim eseches rosh hashanah tfu b'zeisim achar shlish. Loin is chayv aloi mivi yishlish biyad oivet kechav b'tura. So the Gemara achim ha'eskinen b'suye. If that's true,
here it's muchach take yesh kinyin la'akum la'afkiya from chiyu ma'isa. But not, it's not speaking about Eretz Yisrael, it is speaking about Surya. Kosova kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. Zot Rashi. Besuya the Maisa di Dom mit Rabbono, Vishom yesh kinyin mit Adai v'kachom l'afki. There the Chiyu Maisa, the Rabbono, and the Chachomim said that yesh kinyin. Ki bishyoch yedoved kibshu lo hayu ko Yisrael shom v'hi yaram tzoyva. Toshma. Yisrael v'oived kechovim shalokru soda b'shutfes. Hayidin agoy purchased a soda b'shutfes. Is tevel v'chulim b'lovim zebo zeh divrei rabbi. Tevel v'chulim b'lovim ein l'cho kol chito v'chito she'ein chetziot Tebel bechet shechulam. Shechelek oivet kechavun pota. That's why it's chulam. Va'af la'acher shechulku atvue. Halaykech mlebe kechavun tzorech la'aser. That means if it grew in a kalkem ishutef, it's just let's understand what it's saying over here so far. That means if you have a kalkem ishutef, which half of the kalkem belongs to the goy and half of the shutfis now, which is before Chalukah, so half of the karka belongs to the goy and half of the karka belongs to the yid. So the tvua that is growing on this karka, so each kernel, Rashi says, is half Yiddish and half goyish. It's half Yiddish and half goyish. So memela the chelika akum is chulin, because we'll see, so Dovai says, Klo, Yeshkin Yilako. The Chelik of Yisrael is Tevel. So Memele is Tevel V'chulam Malavim Zebuze. V'af L'acher Shecholko HaTvue, even though after they divided the Tvue, Halekech Menoive Kechom Tzorech La'aser. Because of the Chelik, we'll see that Rebbe holds Ein Breire. So Memele, so the so the goy has half of the two of the goy is potomina maisa is chayva maisa. As the chelik Yisrael, Yisrael tzorch la'asar shaloi minei ubei. The yid also has to be maisa, and both are maisa minei ubei. V'loi mimenu al tebul goma v'loi mitebul goma olov neishem afish min aptur al achiv neichiv al aptur. That means if each kernel is half Tevel and half chulim, so memele. So when we're mafresh, we have to be mafresh minei yubei. Because so by being mafresh minei yubei, we're mafresh the correct amount. We're mafresh minachiv alachiv. Aber kimeis minei yubei, meiso sholaim nimso meis minachiv shabai alachiv shabai naptu shabai alaptu shabai. That's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Shalev Kechov and Potter, Shal Yisrael Chayim. No, it matters. The Chelik, we hold Yesh Breire. So the Chelik, the guy took for himself, L'chayre, after Chalukim. So that I say that was always his Chelik, and so Melitz Potter, which is so Chayim. But at Kalei Pligiel, the Marso, the Yesh Breir, the Marso, the Ein Breir, but the Klam, the Yesh Kinoi, the Kachom, the Yesh Kinoi, the Kachom, the Yad Mais, the Nami, the Surya. So he wants us the same Pesuk said before, it's been about Surya, Kasava, Kibishochid, Loish Mekid. What does Rashi say? Shal Yisrael Chayim La'achir Shechol Koyim Havi Shal Yisrael Tevel Goma U'mais Mimenu Halach Me'achol Yesh Brei Shal Yisrael Poto Lagam Itana Kama Yim Brei V'lechol Koyim B'sveik Ein Noim Dim But after Chaluk It's still B'sveik Toshma We learned in the Mishnah Meicher So they live Kechom Leikeach Umeivi Bikurim Neitikin Ha'ilom We learned in the Mishnah. A person sold his field, Tagoi, so he should purchase the Bikurim, Neitikan Oilam. Neitikan Oilam and Midarai Soloi. Now let us see Rashi, we'll see Moirli Kazachan over here. Midarai Soloi. the ain kinyan. So Mela, it says like this. So Pasha Bilom Shat in the Mishnah. That really, between you and me, yesh kinyan. And really, there's no chiyuv bikurim, but we made a tikkun olam that is because of that you'll be selling karkois to a goy, yagloisachanim lachayrim. So memele, in order to avoid that, we said that you have to purchase the bikurim, and then you'll see later it's not worthwhile this eisik. But if you say it is ein kinyan, havelo l'nikdushoso b'shus Yisrael, so lagabi the kedusha amir the kerashi. If you hold ein kinyan, so the kedusha still belongs to the yid. Keilo mishkeno, that means it's the yid's field. You look in town hall, Umamanus, it's the goy's field, but in Kedusha, it's the Yi, Binyone Kedusha, it's the Yi's field, and I'm letting you use my field. Vekiven the Bikurim mitzvah deram yolehi, since Bikurim is a mitzvah that's mutal on the Baal Hasode, veloitovli lesa peiris bachila, not Bikurim, the reason you mafresh Bikurim is because before Afroshes Bikurim, it's devil and you can't eat the peiris. That's why we're mafresh Bikurim. That's not Shah. No, it's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. Mechayiv likach lohovi. So he's mechuyiv. He's mechayiv likach lohovi. He's mechuyiv to purchase the Bikurim. If we hold Ein Kenyan, he's mechuyiv to purchase. So it's his field. He's mechuyev to bring the bikurim of this field. Aye, the peiris belong to a goy, so you have to buy the, that's, it's mutal alecha to buy the peiris. So, Rashi had a problem, and what's with maisris? So you should be mechuyev to be mafresh maisris also. Why does it only say by bikurim? I mean, it's your field, gabi, the inyoni kedush is your field. It's chayiv b'maisa, so you're mechuyiv to be mafresh maisa. Leidomi l'maisa. Afil l'man da omar ein kinyin, so it's takke the field of the moiche, emechayiv la'asar al chelkoi sholevet kechom. There's no mechuyiv to be mafresh maisa. The maisa tovel, the inyin of afreshes maisa is because kozman yin ha'mafresh maisa, so it's tovel, v'osalei b'achile, not allowed to eat it. The inyan of Afrosh's Meiser is to enable you to eat it. The love mitzvah de Rom Yalehu. There's no mitzvah to be mafresh Meiser. Elim keneichlo. If you want to eat it, so then you have to be mafresh Meiser. But if you don't want to eat it, so there's no mitzvah to be mafresh Meiser. Or else, if you want to sell your tevil, the komishtar shilei. The year deriving benefit from the moment of Shevet, so then also you have to be mafresh maisa. So you can't go and sell, give away the tevel, giving away the chelik Shevet alevi. Aber bikurim mitzvah deram yolehu. So as Amir de Kerashi, so Rashi is saying if we hold ein kinyan, so the previous baal asada, the moicha, it is still his field, the gabi kedusha saoritz. So he has a mitzvah of afroshes bikurim, so he has to go, and now the pears belong to the goy, so you buy it from the goy. Rashi and Akasha, what's with maisa? Why doesn't the mission say it's to become maisa? There's no mitzvah b'chlal to give maisa. The whole mitzvah is only to, if you want to eat, you have to give maisa. I'd like to be Messiah, with Akasha, from this Rashi on a Taz in Yeredeye, the Taz in Yeredeye, Simen Aleph, says as follows. Taz is Siv Cotton. Mm-hmm. Sivkotn Yezayim. The Taz wants to differentiate between Truma and Shechita. By Truma, the din is that a Ilayim lo Yitray shouldn't be Mafresh Truma because he can't make the Broche. So if he can't make the Broche, so he shouldn't be Teirem. Let someone else who can make the Broche be Teirem. But taste the Taz, what's the problem? Let the Elohim be Teirem, let someone else make the Broche. Says, no, if there's no need that this Elohim has to be Teirem, that we could make, that the Broche and the Kiyum HaMitzvah could be done by the same person, so then there's no din of one should make the Broche, one should be Teirem. But not like that. There, an Elaim can shecht and someone else will make the bracha. So what's the difference? He says, the birchas ha-shechita einai bo al ha-shechita atzmo. It's not a bracha on the maise shechita, then chiv le-shechita. There's no chiv to shecht. He mein reitze lechel. If a person doesn't want to eat meat, there's no mitzvah to shecht. Alika kavon elosu shevach lamokim bochu. Al sha'osa lono achilas boso b'loy shchita. Pakel shikshol al shchita that we have to shecht at the inyan. Bezavave kol yisro shaych b'yisa broche shchel kulam yesh isa. The broche is not on the maise shchita. The broche is that bol Hashem that we're not allowed to eat without shchita. So b'emesin, everyone walking in the street should say ashekit shonu b'mitzvayis esvon al shchita bol Hashem. Elo shein mokim lavech shvach se elo b'shashchite. The same thing is it is lav that b'shashchite this broch is made, but who makes the broche? Not davka nishoichet. The broch is that broch Hashem we're not allowed to eat meat without shchite. Mishemach ineiche bebiches eirisen shachosen ma'ares farav mevorich. The Gam Shom Mevorich, there the Birchas Eiresen is not on the Maisa Eiresen. Alisar Aroyes, Shosel Lechol Yisrael, no, B'Shas Eiresen, we give a Shevach to the Rabbi Nishlom. So Memele, so there we can switch the divide, the Broche, with the pula, one can make the broch, and other, and bishas, one can do the maise, bishas as maise is being done, the bichas or shevach is being made. Avo b'afrosh es trumem, have ikar abroche, al mitzvah safrosh. B'afrosh es trumem, there it says an ilam lo yitraim, there it's on the mitzvah safrosh. Loyal Isar Achilas Tevel. Not also the same thing. We'll say, well, we thank Rabbi Yishlom that we not allowed to invoke Shchita. Sherei mitzvah safroshe chiev olav afilo imeini reitze lecho minatvu. I believe you don't want to eat. There's a mitzvah. Im kein. So what pshat? So you mochiv to be mafresh. So you can't say else that we're not allowed to eat. So this is a mitzvah to be mafresh trume. Im kein, aber mitzvah seis geschah mitzvah, kivin she, so me meila, so there, do isa mitzvah makes the broch. So Rabbi Kevelger, in Afanot, I mean, the Taz said a lot of words over here. He said that there's a mitzvah to be mafresh, a filu you don't want to eat. So, Rabbi Kevega says, Loi Matzosi Zeh. I never found that. And if you don't want to eat, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. The Bepshuto Yurak Sheroi Tzeloch Leosa Ad Shehefrish Trume. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. But we have a Rashi. We have a Rashi in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin, and Beis Rashi says, Klo, not like the Taz.